The final shipment of crude oil is on its way to New Zealand, with the country's only refinery about to close. It will arrive at Marsden Point this weekend. All future shipments will be carrying refined oil processed offshore. It's the last delivery despite global uncertainty over oil pricing and supplies driven by the conflict in Ukraine. Nita Blackperson reports.
The arrival of the Torum Ingeborg at Marsden Point this weekend is the beginning of the end for Refining NZ, the last ship to ever deliver crude oil here, with shutdown of the refinery to begin in a couple of weeks. The Energy Minister, Megan Wood, says despite global oil uncertainty following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the government is not reconsidering the refinery's future.
We're keeping very close to this and monitoring the situation, and all the advice we're getting back is that there is not a threat to New Zealand's physical supply of oil.
A meeting between the minister and her international counterparts this week decided to release 60 million barrels of oil currently held in reserve, largely into Europe. Supplies in New Zealand, she says, are secure.
Most of the Southeast Asian refineries, of which we'll be getting our petrol, don't use Russian crude.
She's seeking advice from oil companies, MB, independent consultants and international counterparts. But keeping the refinery open isn't on the cards.
Well, of course, in order for us to refine oil here, crude needs to get through as well, and it's crude that's setting the price at the moment. So either from a physical supply or a price, the argument doesn't really stack up there, because the price of crude will flow on to refined if you're buying that.
Despite the assurances, not everyone is convinced we're sitting pretty. Sustainability Council Executive Director Simon Terry says New Zealand has long supply lines for fuel delivery, and yet it keeps far lower reserves of fuel than other countries.
So if the tankers stop coming for any reason, we typically have just 20 days of diesel on shore. And until we decarbonise trucking a fair bit, it's only diesel that can keep food on supermarket shelves. So keeping the refinery going actually would provide a way to ensure we always have at least a minimum amount of fuel on a perpetual basis. And so we could keep our essential services running that way.
Russia is the world's second largest exporter of oil, and while Terry says the situation isn't quite a perfect storm, the invasion of Ukraine is already having an effect.
It gives you a time to think, well, you know, what would happen if for some reason those tankers stop coming? How well prepared are we, and what would it cost to keep that refinery open now? Those questions are even sharper now than they have been before.
There's also concern about how the oil we do have access to will be transported around the country. Craig Harrison of the Maritime Union says countries are already securing their supply chains, including tankers.
And if we look at the size of New Zealand and our geographic location, we're miles away from some of the refineries that we're talking about getting fuel from. So most of our refineries will get the refined product will be from Asia, Korea and such, or Singapore and places like that. It's a fair way to come to New Zealand. As we've seen in other supply chain issues with container fleets, that once they become constrained, the prices go up quite quickly.
He says we're relying on oil companies to charter vessels to get the fuel around.
We haven't seen much from the oil companies to actually test their planning. We've just seen some light document put out by Zed, but there's nothing to really scrutinise it. So we've got quite a bit of concern, actually.
Refining NZ says it's due to wrap up by the end of the month before taking shape as channel infrastructure, which will store refined fuel only.